Well, 1-1 it may have ended, but got to talk about that last chance of the game. It looked like handball.
It was definitely handball, mate. Referee didn't see it. There's no way the linesman couldn't see it, but ultimately, didn't deserve it. Didn't deserve it. Fair result, 1-1. Nothing more you can say. Poor, very, very, very poor, I thought.
I was going to say, a moment of brilliance, though, by Mirko Antonucci for the goal.
Yes, yes. One moment of brilliance amongst a very, very poor performance. Very, very poor.
I was going to say, compared to Derby County, that fantastic result and the performance, it real polar opposite some of the time for Leeds United today.
Polar opposite. I would expect it probably 2-3-0 win. They probably deserve to win, but we scored from one of their mistakes, and I think, to be fair, that they were, today that was the only way we were going to score, unfortunately.
Elland Road was rocking, 25,000 fans. I mean, you know, it's a team really with the amount of fans that turn up, but it's Premier League made, isn't it?
It's Premier League fans, and it's League One football at the moment, if you want to sum it up. Unfortunately it is, you know, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but, you know, unfortunately it is. It's not good enough. It's just not good enough. We look solid enough at back, but got nothing going forward. Nothing going forward. Hopefully, this Bacata lad will add a bit of difference.
The positives, though, are that Leeds United remain unbeaten, but obviously a lot of draws included in that.
Well, you're going to take the positives from the negatives, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Six games, five draws, one loss. No, sorry, five wins, one win. Sorry, man. Yeah, unbeaten. So that is a positive, but you're better off losing two and winning two. Points-wise, are you? You know, but poor that, poor.
And of course, it's Ipswich Town next in a couple of days' time, and
they had a good result last night.
Yeah, they're a bit of a wounded animal, aren't they? After last night.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you would have thought that they'd have been in top five or six, but I couldn't believe last night's result. Unbelievable. As Chris Kamara says, unbelievable, Jeff.
Well, 1-1 it's ended, but a bit of a grievance at the end because it looked like a clear handball.
Absolutely blatant. I mean, it was the most obvious handball you'd ever see, but I think we'd have been lucky if we'd have won that game. I thought a point would have been a fair result, to be honest.
Looking at the result, obviously Brentford at times outplayed Leeds, it has to be said.
I think for the first hour they were a better team, and to be fair, if they'd have got another, no one would have been arguing, but it seems to be the thing with Juve's teams. They seem to hang on and get some out of the game. So we'll take a point, and it could have quite easily gone the other way.
Being at Elland Road as well, I mean, 25,000 fans, just it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, the fans are just unbelievable. And I think that's what got us the result in the end, because I think they were about to turn, but they're stuck in there. And I think they sucked the ball into the net, basically.
And there was a real moment of quality as well for the goal, Mirko Antonucci. Yet again, he did it in the first game. He's done it today as well.
Yeah, his quality. I mean, he's not my favourite player, I must admit, after the injured gate scenario. But fair play to him. He come on and he did the business, and we looked the better team with him in the team.
And a positive has to be that Leeds United remain unbeaten.
Got to take all positives. It's another point, and if you can turn them draws into wins, who knows?
And next up, Ipswich Town. A bit of a wounded animal after last night.
Yeah, it could go for or against us. I mean, a bit of a beating against Reading, who knows? But I think at Elland Road, with everyone behind them, I think we can get this up.
25,000 fans at Elland Road, you can't beat it, can you?
No, not on a day like this. It's a great day for football. Brentford are a good footballing team.